So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Chayme Bekadishim Mibetmura, Bechayme Betmura Mibekadishim. There are stringencies regarding ordinary kachim that do not apply to a tmura. And there are stringencies regarding tmura that do not apply to kachim. And the Mishnah elaborates. Chayme Bekadishim Mibetmura. The following are stringencies of kachim over tmura. Shakachim Eisen Tmura, Vein Tmura Eisa Tmura. An ordinary carbon can create a tmura, but a tmura cannot create another tmura. Hatziba Vashatov and Makdishin Avalim Amirin. The community and partners can consecrate a carbon, but they cannot make a tmura. Umakdishin ubarin veivarim avalei mamirin. A fetus or a limb can become consecrated, but it cannot become nor make a tmura. The Mishnah continues, chayme b'tmur mebukadishim. The following are stringencies of tmura over kadishim. Sha tmura chala al balas mum kavua. In tmura, an animal with a permanent blemish acquires kedusha saguf, becomes fully consecrated, like kadishim shekad mekdishin as mumin, to the extent that ve'in yitzil chum ligzuz v'liyavit. Even when it is redeemed, it retains some of its kedusha and it remains forbidden to shear or work it. However, kadishim ain't a chala al balas mum kavua. In kadishim, an animal with a permanent blemish does not acquire kedusha saguf, it does not become fully consecrated. Rather, it only acquires kedushas damim like kadishim shekada mumin lehekdeshin, and therefore yitzil chulin ligazes v'liyavit. When redeemed, it is considered ordinary chulin, and it is permitted to shear or work it. The Mishnah continues: Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Omer asa shegi kemeze betmura, v'liyasa shegi kemeze bemukdashin. In tmura, an unintentional act can make an animal into a tmura, just as an intentional act, because the pasuk says v'hayuhus merasa yekaidish. And we expound, Yiel Rabbi Shege Kemezit. It becomes a tmura even through an unintentional act. However, in Kaddishim, one cannot unintentionally consecrate an animal as a regular carbon, because Hektish Betoyis ain't a Hektish. Hektish is not effective when done mistakenly. The Gemara offers several explanations of Shegeg. Kesavir Shu Mutr Lahomer. He thinks it's permitted to make a tmura. Kesavir Laimit Tmuras Ayla V'amit Tmur Shlam. He meant to make the animal the tmura of an Ayla, but mistakenly made it the tmura of a Shlam. Or Kesav Alei Meshachar V'Amalavim. He meant to make the black animal a tamur, but mistakenly referred to the white one. Ba'imer Teitzezu B'Tikanezu. He tried to transfer the Kedusha, not realizing that this is the prohibition of tamur. Ba'imer Ekanes L'Bayezev Aktish V'Amar Midaiti B'Nichnes V'Hamar B'Hikdish Alei Midaiti. He planned to make a tamur intentionally, but then did so unintentionally. The Mishnah concludes, Rabbi Lazo Oimer HaKlayim, an animal of a mixed breed, Va'atreif, an animal with a fatal defect, Va'yetzedeif, an animal born by cesarean section, V'tumtevandregnes, an animal of uncertain gender, Leikudeshin, V'leimekdeshin. Such animals cannot become sanctified, nor can they sanctify another animal as a tamura. The Gemara cites a braisa that clarifies this scenario. Amar Reb Meir, Ma'achashin Kedeshin Heichem Makdeshin. If the animal cannot be sanctified, why is it necessary to say that it cannot transfer Kedusha further? And he explains, B'makdish behemav achkach nitrifo, B'makdish vlad v'yotze derech doifen. We're discussing a carbon that was first sanctified and then became a treifa, or one sanctified a fetus that was then born by cesarean section. However, kalayim v'tumte madreginis, i'ata moitze el buvlote kadashim, v'alibad rebihudu da'am ha'vlad o'isa tamura. The other three cases, whose defects are present from the moment the animal is conceived, can only become sanctified if they are the offspring of a carbon. However, this is the only relevant, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that the offspring of a carbon can make a tamura. The Gemara explains Rabbi Laz's reasoning. We compare these animals to a non-kosher animal. Just as a non-kosher animal cannot become sanctified even through tamura, so too these types of animals which cannot become sanctified cannot become a tamura either. Furthermore, ma behemet tameya deleka bemina, av kol deleka bemina. Just as no non-kosher animal can ever be sanctified, so too we only apply this rule to these animals since none of them can ever become sanctified. However, lafuke balmum, deha ikka bemina. A blemished animal can become a tamura since other animals of its type can be sanctified. And even though a treifa ikka bemina, a treifa cannot become a tamura even though other animals of its type can become sanctified, because behemet tameya asur bechila, betreifa asur bechila, lafuke balmum, demuta. A treifa is more like a non-kosher animal as it cannot be eaten. However, a blemished animal can be eaten and so it can become a tumura. The Gemara proceeds to cite the following machlekes. Shmuel says, Hamakdish is a treifa eisa kedusha lamos. If someone sanctified a treifa animal, it requires kedusha saguf. Therefore, it must be left to die, because it cannot be redeemed even if it becomes blemished, since it's forbidden for human consumption. And aim poidna sakadishim lachil neklavim. We do not redeem kachim to feed it to the dogs. However, Baishia says, Eina ilka makdash eitzim vavan bulvad. A treifa animal does not acquire kedusha saguf, but only kedusha damim, as if he sanctified wood or stones. Therefore, it may be redeemed even to feed it to the dogs. Hanalach Yesh Bekabons, Reb Baruch Hashem completed the second parak of Masechtas Tmura, and we begin the third parak, Elu Kadoshim Be'ez Hashem. Sagt die Mishnah, Elu Kaddishim, Shablo, the same with Tmur Sin, Kiyetzibim. These are the Karbanis whose offspring, and Tmuris have the same halachas as the original Karban. Vlad Shlam and Betmurasin. Regarding the offspring or the Tmur of a Karban Shlam. Vladan, Vlad Vladan, Atsev Kalil Marin Shlam. Their offspring and their offspring's offspring for all generations are like a Shlam. David the Mishnah concludes, "V'tu'unin smicha b'nasachim etenubas chazav v'shaik." They require smicha; they're accompanied by nasachim, and their chazav v'shaik are waived. The Gemara cites two sources of this halacha. The pasuk says regarding a shlamim, "Im zacharim nekeved tam yakervenu," and we expound, "Zachar l'rabbis is avlad, nekeved l'rabbis hatemura." The extra term zachar includes the offspring of a shlamim, and the extra word nekeved includes the temura of a shlamim that these animals are also offered. Additionally, im zachal rabbis vlad bali mumen, im nekevel rabbis tmuras bali mumen. The extra words im include the offspring and the tmura of a blemished animal. The Gemara explains, the kariv valibad Rabbi Elazar, the ri'ia valibad Divrei Akal. According to Rabbi Elazar, who rules in a later Mishnah that the male offspring of a female oila is brought as an oila, even though the mother cannot be offered, so to the offspring of a blemished animal is offered, even though the mother cannot be offered. According to the Rabban, who ruled that the male offspring of a female oil is not offered, so too the offspring of a blemish lam is not offered, but must be left to graze and then redeem when it develops a blemish. A second source for Rabbi Elazar, the pasuk describes how certain karbanos are brought to the mikdash and offered. Rak kadeshecha sheyilach tiso vasa lemakom hashivcha Hashem vasiso lesecha basa v'adam al mizbech Hashem lekecha v'dam zevechecha yishavech al mizbech Hashem lekecha v'basa tiyachol. And the Brisa expounds, rak kadeshecha elu timuras hasheyilach elu avladis. These pesukim include the offspring and tmura of a karban shlam. The Gemara now cites and explains the rest of this brisa. Yochel yachnisen labesa bechira v'yimnu mehem mayim emosnin kedei sheimusu. I might think that we bring these animals to the mikdash, but starve them until they die, because chamesh chatois meses b'chol makom hanach yimusu bebesa bechira. There are five chatois that are left to die anywhere, but these additional cases must be brought to the mikdash to die. Therefore, the pasuk says v'sisa lesecha bas v'adam, and we expand kederech shatar noig ba'il atar noig b'tmura kederech shatar noig b'shlam atar noig b'vlad ishlamu b'tmura. We treat the offspring and the tmura of an oil or shlam the same as the original carbon, and they're offered on the mizbech. The brisa continues and cites Rabbi Shmuel yochalav kala kadoshim kain. We might think that the offspring or tmura of any carbon is offered, which the Gemara later explains refers to tmuras ashim. Therefore, the pasuk says raka deshecha, only the offspring and tmura of an oil or shlam are offered, but a tmuras ashim is not offered. The Gemara explains, Hilchas a Gemirila. Tmuras Ashim is actually derived from Halacha Meshma Sinai. Rather, the Pasuk teaches us, I avu umakrev koi base. If he did go ahead and offer the Tmuras Ashim, he transgresses a mitzvah sase. However, the Brisa continues, Rabbi Kiva derives this from another Pasuk. Ashim hu, and we expound, hu karv vein tmuras ikrev. Only the Ashim is offered, not its Tmura. Here too, the Gemara explains, Hilchas a Gemirila, this actually derived from Halacha Meshma Sinai. Rather, the pasuk is needed for Rav Huna's ruling. Ashim shenitik l'ri'iyah v'shach de'istam, kashal l'shem oila. If a carbon ashim was given over to the shepherd for grazing and was then slaughtered in the mikdash without specific intent, it's a valid oila. And the Gemara infers, nitik in loy, nitik loy. This is only if it was given over. This is derived from this pasuk, hu b'avayasa yehei. It remains in its original status as an ashim until it is actively changed to the status of an oila.